my friend.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Tongue gets twisted, other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. Tongue gets twisted, other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher.
A very good evening, Namibia, and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here, your number one talk radio station. I'm your host, Nafa. Happy Juju here to keep you company yet again this time of Saturday evening. Now, you know, right, as you listen to the voice of Toby Mac right about this time, every Saturday, that definitely I'm somewhere around the corner ready to keep you company. But of course, let's get right into our beautiful conversation. I hope you all are doing well this Saturday afternoon. It's indeed a good Saturday. And I trust that you all are doing well this Saturday. And I hope that you're ready to dive with me and my guests into this interesting conversation today. Very interesting conversation. I think not something of the usual that we usually discuss right here on Life Lessons, but such conversations, such topics are very necessary for ourselves. And I think today I would want us to make some introspectives, you know, make those look into our own mirror, reflect and be honest with ourselves. Like I always say, change usually begins when you accept you're wrong, you identify what is wrong, then you'll be on the lookout to say, this is how perhaps I can amend it and correct it. Now tonight, we're talking about the negative consequences of gossip and slander. That is the negative consequences of gossip and slander. And joining me in studio is a lady that some of you who have been faithful listeners of Life Lesson have heard her beautiful story. It's up on our podcast session. I've heard her as a guest right here in the studio a couple of times. Actually, there was a time when we spoke about maternity related stuff. Prenatal care, antenatal care. So yeah. Now, joining me in studio is the beautiful Sister Helena Tangishi-Weber. Helena, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here and good evening to the listeners.
It's a pleasure to have you always. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, I say to myself, Helena, it's not just a nurse. Maybe it's because you guys cover so many subjects. You are a therapist as well. and maybe because you've really been a therapist to me in so many aspects, something that you didn't study for. And I'm like, I think it's either a gift, then it was properly polished because of the medical aspect. Which one is it? Which one is it? Tell us. Both,
I can say both.
Yeah.
I can say also that maybe it's not maybe, but I am sure it is grace, the grace of God.
Yeah. It is.
Was given to me.
Because it's interesting. Do you get this perhaps from fellow colleagues and friends as well? Do they see it like that as well?
Specifically from my patients and as well as people that are around me.
Yeah, you see now, this is what I've come to realize. As much as we can go to school and study one module or another, one course or another, there will always be that particular aspect in you that you thrive so very well in it. And I think that, and as you grow, you begin to identify that, hey, hold on, I might not have studied this, but it's something that is in me. Yeah, and I think it's something that needs to be explored, and definitely, because
apparently there's a saying that says that you should die empty. From what I heard, someone said, Miles Monroe said, die empty. In other words, use all your talent, your gifts, everything, utilize it while you're on earth. What's your take on that?
My favorite, the late Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yeah.
I can say that is someone that really inspired me so much. Reading his books and also the course, it's actually encouraging to say that you must give out every gift, and we have different gifts. So either to speak, you know, a therapy here and there, and some of the gifts you don't even need to study for them.
Mm-hmm.
You just ensure that. For me, it's more to say that when we die empty. When we die is empty, meaning that you have utilized every all gift other than the knowledge that you get through studying and the gift that you.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Let's try and test your mic. I feel like it's a bit too low. Hello? Okay. Yeah. Let's try and test it really. Okay, I wouldn't want you guys to miss out on an interesting conversation that we're going to have. So I'm trying to ensure that everything is perfect and aligned as it should be. Yeah, Helena, I know you have told us your story here before, but then for just one or two people who recently started listening to Life Lessons, who is Helena Tangishiweda?
Interesting question. Who is Helena Tangishiweda?
Yeah.
I'm a registered nurse by profession and midwife. I'm also the CEO and co-founder of Hope Community Clinic Center that is located in Dorado Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I love educating the community. Okay. On my free time, not just the community, but to advocate more on health, how to live, hence today's topic as well.
How did you score in community health, you know, as you did your nursing course? I'm sure there's a part where you did community health, something like that, education.
Yes, definitely.
How did you score in that one?
Very well, very well.
And that's what I'm thinking. Very well, man. You enjoyed it?
Yes, very much.
I can imagine. Listen, as you, I pray that you will, excuse my voice today. It's somehow creaky and somehow hard, but it's okay. I think we'll come across quite okay. Okay, that's interesting. You speak about being the CEO of Hope Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
So far, the journey has been, very well solidified.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are growing. Mm-hmm. I can see, yeah. Really, very thankful. And we are hoping for the best and to serve the community.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Before we get into our topic, what's, Hope's Clinic's New Year resolution for 2026?
To do more outreach.
Mm.
Yeah, to reach out to the community, free screening here and there.
Yeah.
Creating awareness. And that is our purpose, because our vision is to ensure that every Namibian person get, dignified and quality, and timely, healthcare services. So that is really our purpose, and our resolution is to ensure that we reach as many people as possible as we can,
yeah.
Not just here in Windhoek, but, if possible, in all the regions of the country. So we are planning to have outreach just to reach out to the community. That is our purpose, to create awareness, to ensure that there's disease prevention as well, because that is really where we believe in, and that is where we stand in.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that a community that is equipped with healthcare education, then they will hardly get sick.
Since prevention is better than cure.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now tonight we're talking about gossip and talking about slander. And it's something that is quite common within our community, I must say. It's something that, I think every one of us has experienced here and there. So it's a disease that really needs to be, eradicated. Mm-hmm. Should I put it like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, gossip is talking about someone behind their back that is often sharing unverified information or speaking negatively about them. It is like spreading tea, but not in a good way. So gossip can be hurtful and damage relationships as well as create drama that was not necessarily supposed to be there. Slandering, on the other hand, is making false statements about somebody, often with the intention to harm their reputation. Slander is a form of defamation, and it can have serious consequences like damaging one's reputation or even leading to legal issues. As you've seen right here in Namibia, there has been some cases where people have slandered others, and the way a lawsuit was actually put forth to say this is a defamation of character. So tonight we're going to be discussing this, and Helena Tangishigada is going to help us break it down. Helena, what's your definition of gossip, and what's your definition of slander? Also, or you know what? Let's incorporate it as one.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Just in lame terms.
Yeah.
Gossip. Talking about someone in their absence.
Mm.
Or saying something that you wouldn't want to say, or you will not have courage to say in their presence, or saying, talking about someone in their absence with no intentions of helping them, you know? Because there's a difference between when you are talking about someone but with the intentions of helping them.
Yeah.
But also then you should be able to say exactly what you're saying when they are present.
Okay.
Then for me, when you can't say it when they enter the room, that is gossip.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. For instance, I love your definition. You know why? Especially the second part of it. In other words, I can be talking about somebody, or you could talk. Let's say we have a friend in common, and there's something that I need to change that you have a burden to somewhat help me to change on. And then you speak to a friend about this, my weakness, that the two of you can then collectively help me better. So then we are defining that is not gossip, right?
Yes, that is not gossip.
That is not gossip. Mm-mm. Yeah. I want us to make that clear, because now other people will be like, okay, so you mean anytime? No, that's a difference. Yeah. Gossip is really speaking bad about somebody. And you rightly put it that things that you wouldn't want the next person to hear. Yeah. And, let's start off somewhat like a case study. Helena, share with us, a situation where you have encountered gossip, a situation also where you probably were a victim, a situation perhaps where you saw people gossiping somebody and how it affected that particular person, and how you viewed it from the point where you were seeing how this was affecting that particular person.
Right. I'm going to tell a personal story of what I've experienced.
Mm.
This is me coming out and say that I've gossiped, I've entertained it, I've indulged in it, I've mocked people. At the beginning, I didn't know that was gossip, right?
Yeah.
You listen to the story, but you also love, you also add, so, you know, I saw it as well, right? So it's a very not so nice thing to, or a position to be in it. But it's just to say that when these things happen, most of the time when these things happen most of the time at the beginning, so I'm speaking from the personal point of view, that at the beginning I didn't know it was gossip.
Mm-mm-mm.
But there was a time when I knew it was gossip, but I still indulge in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one that come with story at the table,
mm-hmm.
but I will still entertain that person. Mm-hmm. I don't rebuke them. I laugh. I also mock the person, the person that is being discussed about. So there is now gossip, because we're just discussing about a certain person.
Yeah.
There's no point to say that we are going to help this person. Now me being a Christian, so sometimes they will say, no, I'm just telling you so that we pray about it. But believe me, if I can be honest, even after that, we don't pray.
We don't pray. Now, most of the time we don't pray.
We don't pray.
You know, Sorry to interject. I remember my pastor actually once saying on the pulpit, you know, sisters, they'll call each other and say, you know, do you know that Sister Helena Tangi, this happened, and that, and that. I'm so concerned. Let's pray after the conversation. Let's pray about it. Let's pray God to help us. There's no prayer. Just gossip.
There's no prayer.
Yeah.
It's pure gossip. Mm-hmm. And I've come to realize that there are different types of gossip. Mm-hmm. And that is maybe the reason why some people, or I can say, like me then, become victim to say, we are just discussing. Yeah. Because I remember I have a cousin that really rebuke gossip. And sometimes she would be like, but that is gossip then.
Really? Yes. As bold like that?
Yes. Wow. Okay. I can attest to say that. I like to tell people and say that, no, I know for sure. I'm sure she wouldn't mind me mentioning her name, mm-hmm. but you know, I'll give her an example usually to say that I know for sure. Cause you see this phrase also to say everyone gossip. And for me, I like to say, no. I know my cousin Beata doesn't gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to make it clear that there are people that do not gossip at all.
Yes.
And this is me saying it because it's something that I've seen. And it's something that when most of the time I'll try to make my excuses, cause she'll be like, Ongero, but that is gossip. Then I'll say, we're just discussing. And then yeah. She's saying, okay, so you discuss and you do what? And I can even give my example to say that if I just go to her and say, Ongero, did you hear? She said, if it's not that, then you are not going to continue. So I just want to ensure wow. and also to bring it to the listener to say that there are people that do not gossip, and not everyone does gossip. Mm. But I've now come to the realization to say that there are types or different types of gossip. Hence, sometimes you don't want to gossip. You just indulge and, you know, you go with the flow, but also you feel you are not doing any harm.
Mm.
That is because the types of gossip, or how you gossip, or how the gossiper also brings you the topic, the story, differs as well. So just to mention some types of gossip, there's, what we call the malicious, gossip. So mm-hmm. that one is pure gossip. It is done with the intention to harm or just to spread pure, rumors or lies about someone, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And it's usually often fueled by jealousy or anger or revenge.
Sort of like having malice.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Like some sort of bitterness in your heart.
Yeah, yeah, within your heart. So then you just definitely, you know, you voluntarily just choose to gossip about a certain person because you are not healed. And you are just jealous that the other person is doing much more better than you. Then you just start talking about them. Then there's now the casual gossip that is now the one that I would say maybe I used to be, you know, to get involved in. So this is just chit chatting, right? Talking, you know, without realizing the damage. Mm. So you and even yourself, you say, no, but we are just, you know, talking. But what are you talking about?
Yeah, is it constructive?
Is it are you going to help that person? Because for me, a gossip is when you talk about a certain person with no intentions of helping them or with no intentions of bringing any solution to the table, mm-hmm. or just, you know, yeah, helping them. Mm-hmm. And then we have a concerned disguised gossip. So this one usually happen within Christians people.
Okay.
So this one is now the one that usually starts with phrases like, I'm just worried about her. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you so that we can pray about her, or let's pray about him. But did you hear? You see?
Yeah.
So, cause my thing is to say that if you are concerned about this person, even mm-hmm. the Bible say it when your friend, you know, fall, mm-hmm. then call them. It doesn't say go and discuss with another person. Mm-hmm. So what is really that you are concerned about this person, mm-hmm. and you can't? Cause for me, if that person enter the room, who we still share with, you know, happy to say that let's pray about them.
Yeah.
If you can't, then that is gossip. Cause for me, if it's pure intentions, then if I was discussing you with a friend and and then you enter, I'll say, hi, welcome. We're just talking about you. Uh-huh. You know, that is not gossip. Then we can really see that your intentions are pure and they are clear.
Yeah.
You really want to help that person. But the moment when you enter, then we switch topics, then you're really not concerned. You're just gossiping about the innocent soul. Then there's now the exaggerated or half-truth gossip.
Okay.
So these ones, usually there's true within the story.
Okay.
But the facts are either distorted or there are a lot of stories that are being added just to spice up the story.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe for the listener to, I don't know the reason why people spice up stories though, but you just exaggerate everything. Sometimes the person that is telling the story, they know exactly what happened, but they just choose to spice it up a bit. So that is just, you know, again, another gossip. And then there's the social media gossip. So this is now the one where we forward each other voice note, your screenshot, or you screenshot someone's picture, send it to your friend, you know, laughing emoji. You are gossiping about that person.
Yeah.
Because that one, then ask yourself to say that if that person get access to your phone and then they go through what you guys are discussing about that person, will they be happy, or will you be happy? Then if you are not, then you are sharing that for gossiping purposes, because you're not helping them. For me, it's to say that we should be able to discuss about people in a way that even when they are there, we are able to still continue the conversation. Or even if they see the screenshot that you're discussing with your friends, then you can still have the phone and say, no, go through. If you are not able to give the phone, then that is just pure social media gossip that we indulge ourselves into.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Those are the types of gossip that I've identified.
Let's go back to the social media gossip. And I think that's the one that is very common nowadays. And I think a lot of us might be partaking in it, not maybe unaware, or perhaps being ignorant of that we are partaking in it. You know, this thing of something is not verified, and especially now that AI has become rampant, you know, somebody can make a AI video of happy, what you call it, twerking and dancing in the club, you know, something normally that happy wouldn't do. And once the person receives this video, it looks so genuine. This is happy's face.
Yeah.
Like, this is happy, but it's not verifiable. And then I start sharing. So that's gossip, right?
That's gossip. And it cause, with social media gossip, I can say all gossips are actually, you know, can be very harmful.
Yes.
But the social media one, It spreads so fast.
And
there's a phrase that say media or social media never forgets.
That's true.
Yeah, it ruins people repetition. I mean, all of them, but that is you sharing something that is not verified. Then you are ruining someone's, you are tarnishing someone's image, their repetition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays, right?
It stays.
And
sorry, Helena. Let's make room for a scheduled commercial break, but we'll be back shortly. We're just getting started and it's just getting interesting. Stay tuned.
Kungiriro kong karimo kehe evi pevijaehe mo Namibia. Raka otaparandura etse ito jasiman. Talizi ku miniteri una mapsa I kwahi omea ne tendururo jevi. Natulipura kene nawa nukulita ambathana na negumbo aehe ashinda nukume. Natukulithipo mkaro wokuranda nokuranditha evijaehe. Omolashi kembera. Oshoka, evi jaehe mo Namibia, evi jepangiro, no itali vuru nandi okurandithwa kuchani omonkaruguni. Okukutha ombinga mirandithwa jevi jaehe, oshirima shahari paveta. Oveta etendururo jevi jaehe, ovetonjintano yomvomo ovigari nambari, oyindika thiru thiru oshinima shika. Iranduli irandithwa jevi shahari paveta. Omagero opaveta, ona kuyona otashivurika pewe egero jukufuta, nenge John Thorongo, okupia ganika ombili moshiwana. Irandithwa nenge okuranda evi jaehe, otashivurika siete otamana na devi, oshowo uumbanda moshiwana. Shoka wapumbwa kutseya oshoshika, evi jaehe, oje tweni atuheni, ojo onzo mdhoka dhina okutopolirwa sana no kuganja uwanawa kukehe gumwe. Okukwatira po uthiga wetu mokusimaneka evi jaehe otatu ganja esimaneko jonkuruhevi dhetu nokugamilina po omudhingoloko wetu lopota omainyengo gali paveta una wandhindhilike oshiningwanima tashi limbilike shanika ulingilingi welandithwa jevi jaehe shilopota mbala kelelo lyopamuthigululwakalo keuliko ngundu mutima jevi jaehe nenge kombelewa yuuministeri popepi nangoye natulongeleni kumwe mokugamenenako oonzo dhetu dhevi jaehe molwa oshigwana shokomongula koneka kutya itashi ka kala oshinakugwanithwa shuuministeri mekanitho kehe jevi lyaholoka onga oshizemo shelanditho jevi jaehe lyaali paveta thimbulukwa evi jaehe uuyamba wa pumba natuligamenene po nokulikaleka po molwa uuwanawa wa kehe gumwe elongelo kumwe lyoye otali pandulwa etumwalaka ndika lyoparadio olya longekidhwa neyambilidho lyoshimaliwa okuza kepangelo lyorepublika yaNamibia nepangelo lyorepublika yandowishi okupitila mombaanga yomapendulepo yoKFW kuuyelele wa gwedhwa po kwatathana nombelewa yuuministeri popepi nangoye nenge ombelewa yiipambele yoshigwana muuministeri wuunamapya iikwahi omeya netendululo lyevi konomola yongodhi 061 20 87 40
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere, countrywide, to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetera oipindi kono kondado ili nawa. Nune uto, otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back. Like I said, this is a Life Lessons, your number one, on your number one talk radio station. The station where we bring you conversations. You know, I always say those, difficult conversations that we sometimes not comfortable to talk about, not comfortable to have. So hence why we're talking to you today about gossip and slander. Now, Helena, we ended off on a note where we're talking about, the other part or another form of gossip, social media gossip. Continue.
Yes, as I think I was a little bit done with that, but just to recap, just to say that social media do much more harm, as the videos can be saved. The other generation will still, you know, see that. And I was saying
yes.
That, yeah,
even after 8 years,
yeah, even when something was not true, right? Yes. So it's sort of like you have ruined that person's reputation.
Yeah.
So you have stained that person's reputation as well, unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it has a lot of consequences. Someone can sue you because of that.
Yeah.
So just to encourage people to say that not just when we are on social media, but just in general, that before you say something about someone, ensure that it's a fact and it's verified.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you will suffer the consequences. And for me, I like to say, if you are not learning to tame your tongue, then your tongue will bring for you.
Wow. Yeah. If you're not learning to tame your tongue, then your tongue will bring for you.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. I just want to urge the listeners, to urge them to say that let us, avoid, gossip. Or just talking about people when there's no good intentions at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, and I think this is a testimony, right? Because I said that at the beginning that I used to be part of a gossip.
Yeah.
Not that I'll go and tell story, but I'll someone will come to me, I'll not rebuke them. I'll listen and I'll mock that person as well. I used to do that specifically.
Yeah.
And I've seen how gossip can cloud one's judgment or discernment, or just how you look at other people, or just, and it also blocks opportunity, right?
Yes.
Because you have now heard a story about this person, and this person is in a position of helping you. Some will even say, no, don't associate yourself with that person. They are witch, or they are in occult.
Yeah.
Or no, what are you doing with this person? You know, he is gay. You see, those are just certain examples that I can use, or that I've really heard, you know. It's not something that I'm making up, but you know, that is how gossip comes. But mind me, sometimes the person now that is being said that they are gay or they are witch, they are not most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just realize or find out.
Mm-hmm.
And you are sort of like distancing yourself from them because you think you're protecting yourself, but you're cutting your destiny because you are also listening to things that are not verified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it if you are not careful, or if you are not strengthening your discernment, capacity, then you end up literally losing out those, or entering rooms where we're supposed to enter, where your blessings are, where you're supposed to meet with your destiny helper.
That's exactly what's coming to my mind.
Yeah. But now you are so blocked. Like for me, it's not to say that we judge people. I'll just give an example.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to a certain church, and a certain person came to me, and then they said, "Do you know that pastor sleep with people?" You see? So it takes me in a position whereby I'll be in the church, I will listen to a pastor, but you know, I'm just shaking my head like, yeah. What are you preaching?
Yes.
You know, so you even bring more judgment upon yourself because now you are judging pastor. But what is the Bible saying? Touch not my anointed one. Mm. So, and the Bible say, you know, you do not judge, you know, do not condemn, right? So now you are here, you know, you want to work for the Lord, but you have already allowed yourself to be crowded by gossip. Because like I said, most of the time, these things are not true.
Yes.
They're just rumors in the street.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the capacity to discern clearly, then you end up. I remember I even left the church because when the pastor is preaching, I just look at them, you know, like what
you're
are
being
you saying?
Phony.
Yeah,
you're being fake, pretentious.
Yeah, why are you a hypocrite, right?
Yeah.
What are you preaching?
Yeah.
If what are you doing? Because for me, I really believe so much in integrity, and doing what is right,
even
right?
when no one is looking.
Yeah. So then seeing at that person, I become so disgusted, but that is me taking judgment into my own hands and I was not supposed to. But what was the cause? It's because of gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you couldn't verify that pastor was actually sleeping with someone. Although there are sometimes where it's true, where the person sometimes who's telling you sleeps with pastor. She can't just tell you that it's the case. There are times where it's really true. And then, yeah, but then there are times where it's not true. And when it's not true, then it's constant.
But even if it's true, the question is then when you discuss about it, are you going to help pastor?
Are you going to confront pastor even for that?
So why are you, cause for me, it's a thing of we must ask ourselves, questions. There are actually questions that, I call them soft check question because they are gossipers, right? People that bring story to someone and they are also gossipers because you also become a gossiper when you listen and you indulge in it. Yeah. So then, they are then, soft check questions, that I like to use, to say that, is the person I'm talking about present, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, would I say this if they were here, right?
Yeah.
And things like, is it necessary to share? Or is it a verifiable fact? Is it true? Or why am I sharing it? Right? So that is some of the, I want the listener to pick that up to say that because we will only realize that we are also part of gossiping or gossipers as well ourselves if then we use this self-check question.
Yeah.
So, and I was saying that it's a very good topic at the beginning of the year. So we start off afresh and then we work on ourselves. You do the self-check questions and then you see where you can amend, where you can work on yourself. And it's something that I would just want to bring to the listeners to say that believe me, because there comes a time when I think I didn't finish the story when I used to be in a circle of gossipers. It for me then there was a time where I was really realizing that this is just pure gossip. So it crowds, you know, your mind. It takes away your peace. It's just really very distracting, right? You don't grow from it. Nothing literally good comes out from gossip. Because you're just discussing about the certain person then. So you do what exactly?
Yeah.
But for me, I get really exhausted. Like I said, I have a cousin that does not like gossip. And for her, she would literally point out, if you gossip, she said, you like gossiping. And that's how she is.
Yeah.
And I saw that she lost a lot of friends
because
she's perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
And I respect her for that.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've learned from her because, sometimes we are scared to rebuke these
people. That's what I wanted to ask you now.
Because because we want to keep the friendship. Because if you say, no, you are gossiping, then your friends will think, no, you are judging them.
Yeah, withdraw. Or, yeah. They will withdraw.
Yeah, they'll withdraw. Mm-hmm. But for her, she set her boundaries very, very clear. So she will not indulge. I, on the other side, will indulge in it, right? Mm-hmm. I will listen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll add as well. But for her, she does not. She rebuke on instantly to say, you like gossiping.
Wow.
Yes. And I've seen she loses friends, but she's always, you know, she have her peace. And there is something that stood out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue the story, so then we continued with our friendship, you know, where every time you meet up, you just discuss about people. There's nothing good coming out of it. So when I come back home, when I come to her, because we do devotion in our house,
yeah,
I would tell her, please do pray for me today. We gossip.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And it becomes a thing of every day.
Mm.
Believe me, I have a table of a lot of ladies. I love women. I support women.
Yeah.
So I have different of them.
Mm.
But there are specifically just two of them that just I've realized that for them, you sit with them. There's nothing productive that you discuss about rather than people. So for me, it becomes very exhausting. Emotionally and spiritually, when you're a Christian person, because for me, I believe that you need to pray with a very clear conscience, right?
Your conscience will also torment you.
Yeah, it will. And it's like every day I come home, the first thing that I do, you know what? I kneel down and say, Lord, I'm so sorry that I was gossiping, and I couldn't, you know, or Lord, I'm so sorry, I couldn't rebuke them when they were gossiping. Lord, forgive me every day.
Yeah.
And it became so intense to the extent of they'll even call just to gossip. And then every time after the call, you have to kneel down and say, Lord, forgive me. Until really I just had it. And then I just sent a small text. Before that, I actually also confronted them. And I said, no, but you guys like gossiping. And then again, they really, you know, no, it's not gossiping because we are all Christians, right?
We want to make excuses.
We just want to pray for them, you know. And my questions always go back to them. Okay, so then we discuss. Did we pray? Because most of the time we don't pray after that. We just discuss about people and then that's it. Bye, you know. So where is the prayer then?
Yes.
Or because then.
Or even if there's going to be a prayer, it's going to be shorter than the conversation of gossiping that went on. So to be just sort of like a cover up.
Because I can say that I've stayed in a friendship for more than 8 years. And sitting back, I'm just realizing, and I was asking myself the other day to say, but wait, so how did I, sort of to say, but I can say that, after some quiet time and a lot of discussion, really, I just had to set myself free. So what I did was sending a text to say that I do not want us to be friends anymore.
Wow.
And I've also mentioned the reason to say, because you gossip too much and it's sort of draining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, and one thing that I've realized is once a gossip, if someone is able to gossip to you, then they'll also gossip about you.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So then fast forward, I can say that it has been months now, without hearing any discussion about another person. And I still have friends.
Yeah.
And I still meet with friends.
Yeah.
I still stay on, you know, phone calls with friends.
Mm, and I still go out with friends.
Yes. And there's no point where we're just sitting, you know, discussing about a certain person. So I just want to make, you know, to make it clear to the listener that it is possible to live a life, you know, with no gossip when you have friends. It depends on who you are and how you set your boundary clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I even had to go back to the friends that I have now to say that, guys, I don't want gossip. I know you guys don't really gossip, but really, the other friends, I did cut them off because of gossip.
Yeah.
And it's something that I don't want to entertain no more, especially now that I've realized that mm-hmm. I was really doing, you know, a wrong thing. You mock innocent people.
Mm.
You judge people unnecessarily. I can say that I'm very happy. I'm at peace. You
yeah.
sleep with ease, with
yeah.
peace.
Yeah.
You just don't know what is happening. You just know the necessary things that you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
I like to say, I went back to my cousin and I said to her that, you know, Shwambo, there's a word that we say, onyelo. Onyelo yeah. means that you are the last born.
Yeah.
So I went back to her and I say, onyelo, thank you so much. I know I've held on, you know, to this circle, but now I feel so free,
so liberated.
And yeah, and I remember I was telling her, it feels as if a very heavy stone was taken from my shoulder.
Wow.
And really, that's how I feel, and I just want to encourage the listeners to say that you can set yourself free,
mm-hmm.
and but you need to be able to be ready to lose friends, because
yeah.
most of the time then they want to still continue.
And sometimes it's among cousins as well, sisters as well,
yeah,
family members,
even mother,
daughter.
Where you just call and you say, you know, this, and this. It's very common. It's really something that
yeah.
is undeniable.
Yeah.
So it's just not about friends. It's just not about, sometimes it can be, you know, coworkers,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that you work with. It can be, you know, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It can be your family.
Mm-hmm.
It can be your partner, even your husband
yeah.
or your wife.
True.
Really.
You two can become.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gossipers.
Yes.
My
yes.
word.
You just discuss about
God
people.
Forbid that my marriage should be title. You know your
yeah.
But anyway,
very toxic trait.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ask me,
sure.
But you can be liberated.
You
can
I
be
love
set
that.
Free.
You can be liberated.
Yeah,
and
but
set
that's
free.
If you want to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's introspect ourselves.
Yeah.
See, and I like to ask people to say that, whom among you is the gossiper? And I like to ask myself, because when I go home, I always sit with myself, but then I'll say, but I also contributed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So I like to say, is it me? Is it her? Because I really wanted to see where it came from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah. So let's just introspect ourselves, do the self-check,
mm-hmm.
ask necessary questions, because freedom only comes when you are honest with yourself.
Difficult and painful that honesty is, right?
Mm, right.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really, my goodness, Elena, you're touching on a very interesting topic right here. A topic that is not commonly spoken about, but is something that is among us. We existing with it.
Yeah, another thing maybe that I can add on is the warning about gossip, or how to identify that is gossip, or
okay.
how to identify that the information that you're receiving is not verified or is not true.
Okay.
Usually the teller will say, don't tell them I told you. My question is always...
You're yet to spill all the secrets.
My question is, why? Right? Why don't you want me? Or someone will come to you and then, for example, Happy was talking about you, but don't ask her. Why?
Yeah.
Why can I not ask that person?
Mm-hmm.
So then we should be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when someone is saying that, and they'll put it in a way to say that they are sort of like warning you. They are on your side.
Yeah.
But to be honest, that is a very two-faced person to say that they don't want, you know, to own up. There's no mm-hmm. truth. Mm-hmm. And probably there's also, you know, a spicing of the truth that was done there. Mm-hmm. So then if you ask the source or the person that is being, you know, gossiped about, then you will be able to find out about the truth. Mm-hmm. So that is something that is one to identify, or is when you guys were discussing about something, other people enter the room and then they literally switch up, right?
Yeah.
To another topic. Now one would wonder why were you discussing? Because when you are on a table, either with your friends or with just anyone, and you are in a discussion, any other person should be able to join. If you want other people not to hear what you were discussing about when other people are entering the room, then that is gossip. Mm. Unless if you are discussing a business, of course.
Yeah,
business,
something plan, private.
And, yes, and then people do not, of course, need to hear that. But if it's a general conversation, other people should be able to join as well.
Yeah.
So that is the conversation that we should be able, or we should learn or try to have around ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's when the other person is in the room, but then they are whispering, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, because why are they whispering? Why can't they say it loud?
Yeah.
Then you can see some of those are some of the signs of gossip.
Yeah, why are you whispering?
Mm.
Good question.
Well, yeah, so such questions, mm-hmm. we should be able to identify them. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. Very interesting. Mm. Helena, you know, I have my introspective to do as well. I have my own introspective to do as well. Especially in terms of gossiping and slandering, you know, you can really sometimes you're not innocent. Like I like how you put it the first time. Sometimes I think the right word is you are being ignorant. You're being ignorant about what you're really doing.
Mm.
You're being ignorant about that which you are doing. And it's time to actually be honest with ourselves and say, wait, this is right. I've been partaking in this and I don't want to partake in it anymore. You know, you remind me of a story as you're speaking of a cousin of mine sometime long time ago, because in church we were taught about these things, malice, gossip, bitterness, slandering and stuff like that. And I remember sometime we were taught about a doctrine on restitution, and that is just correcting your past wrong. One time I was around a particular cousin of mine's aunt, and they were talking about her. She had just recently gotten married, and they were not talking nice things about her. And I might not have fully contributed, but I commented, you know, I said, you know.
You always do.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the thing was eating me up. I couldn't have any rest until I needed to apologize. And it's a very difficult thing to do. To say, to sum up courage and say, Helena, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I was gossiping about you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Helena wants to know, what is it that you're talking about? You know? Mm-hmm. And that's the part where you have to say, okay, well, we were talking about Hope Clinic, for instance. And, you know? So it at least helps you and grounds you, because tomorrow you'll be careful not to talk. Because then you'll be required, for your own conscience sake, you'll be required to go and make amends and make peace.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. True.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
That's very true.
But you know what? I think let's pause here now and make room for schedule break and also a musical break, as the listeners also anticipate to call in studio. Let me hand over the studio number to you before we do cross over. That is 083-288-401. Perhaps you have a question, an opinion, or a contribution, or you want to share your story with us also in terms of gossip. Perhaps how did you come out of it, or perhaps you're still struggling with it. For now, let's pause right here. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life. Chasing sleep, everybody's worried about me. In 2D, say I'm in 2D. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all of those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming. Sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano hile koshiwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM konora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, we're talking about gossip and slander alongside Sister Helena Tangishi-Weather. And now, Helena, you know, when we're talking about gossiping and slandering, and I think you did mention something about especially with slandering somebody, how it has potential to ruin reputations and people's career.
Mm.
Especially also when, but then I want us to look at that. And then secondly, I want us to look at the person that is gossiping or the person that is slandering the next person, and how people don't forget along with time, especially when you come out and say, Sister Helena Tangishi-Weather did this, ne?
Mm.
And tomorrow or year after, how many months later, you say, I'm happy Juju did this. And the time, next time again, you say, Maria did this, you know. People now start to question you and question your character. So let's look at it also from that angle to say, maybe to speak to the gossiper to see how much of a bad reputation they're actually cooking up for themselves.
Yeah, that's very true. I actually read the quote that say, the gossiper, when you gossip about others, then it says much more about yourself, because you portray your I don't want to
your
to,
character.
Your character, no, but your bad character.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's unless if people don't have discernment, but you also yourself, you become lonely, because everyone eventually will pick it up, and then they start distancing themselves from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be honest, nobody, people might be interested in your stories, you know, for a period of time, but they'll get, tired.
Even on social media.
Yeah. They'll get tired, annoyed,
irritated.
Yeah.
Label you.
Yeah. They'll also get exposed. Exposure as well also lead to changes, like we are discussing now. There's someone listening and they decided they want to change, right? So the some people now they don't now go to gossiper and say that I'll cut you off or maybe change on yourself. So they just distance themselves, and then you become a lonely person.
Yeah.
You don't have friends. No one want to listen to you, because people don't literally, most of the time they are not interested in listening to someone that, is known for telling lies.
Yeah.
And it also makes others to question your credibility.
Mm.
And it's something that I like to use. We have a cousin that lies a lot, right? So now everyone sort of like, even when she's telling the truth, will ask, is it true? And sometimes she gets so disappointed, but yeah. I'm like, but that's who you are.
Yes.
And that is the character that you've built for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes even if she says something to someone, someone still have to verify. So that is the life you are creating for yourself. That people will never believe you unless if the second person then have to defend you to say, yes, it's true. And sometimes even if you are telling the truth, we will not be able to believe you anymore. Because then you have created, or that is your repetition.
Yes.
That is who you are. That is your character. And for me, I like to say that there's a difference between a repetition and character.
Oh.
So repetition is what the community, you know, or people around you know you for. While character is then who you are. So if we identify people with their character, and I like to say that the community, because they can just hear me behind the mic, they don't know who I am, then they'll say that that's a lady of good repetition. But people around me, they would define me with my characters. So then who would define you as a gossiper, as a liar? Because when you are a gossiper, you are also a liar.
Yeah.
So every time, sometimes then it will also leave you, you know, stranded, because sometimes you would want help, right? Like I was giving an example of a cousin that lies a lot. So even when she's asking for help, we just like, she's lying. But sometimes she's really in need, but will not, because she's sort of like scam people.
Yeah.
She'll say she need money for what, but it's not true. Or then we will not help, you know, we will just read her text. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I was just, and I personally used to be someone that will help usually, but when I found out, I'll just read that text. I'll not respond nothing. Cause you see, I'm already disgusted to say that it's not true. But most of the time, or sometimes you really need help and you are telling the truth. But because now you have a bad character, so we have already identified you as a liar, as a gossiper.
Yeah.
So it makes life difficult for you as a gossiper as well. Cause you think that you are gossiping about people. You are tarnishing their name, but it will eventually catch up with you. So just to summarize, the bad side of being a gossiper, or the consequences, you end up lonely. No one wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
You end up, you will not get help easily. You know, no one would want to listen to you. Let me just give an example. If we know that you lie, and then you come to us, you say that, you know, maybe it's a lady. Then you say, you know, maybe someone was trying to rape you. It's a very serious thing. But because we know you, that you accuse people or you gossip, then we say that you are accusing someone. So you see, no one would really want to defend you, so you have then to spend your whole life having to prove yourself, or to give evidence for people to speak up for you or for justice. And most of the time you end up with justice not being served, because who would want to fight for someone that have bad characters, that lies, that gossip about others? So those are very serious, really, consequences. Hence then I implore everyone to evaluate themselves and change. Because it's possible. It's possible. Yeah.
Interesting. And another thing truly that gossip can do is cut off people. You spoke about how it can ruin destiny helpers, for instance, right? Where you the person that was being told the gossip, you now cut off any connection whatsoever with the next person who has been gossiped in your face. And who knows, that could have been your destiny helper. But then again, for the person who is the victim, let's put it like that, who is gossiped or slandered, it's also cut off people who potentially would have been good business partners for that person, good friends, for instance, for that person, you know, it also cuts off that, and it's really not nice. You know what? I tell you of a story. One time I myself experienced, gossip around me, and I don't think I'll say gossip, maybe gossip and slander and malicious lies, you know, that was spread. And it was among, and I'm that person who loves to make friends, you know, loves to meet people. Okay. Maybe not friends, but likes to, you know, engage with people. And so there was this very beautiful young lady who was, would have been a potentially good friend to me. But then I say, this because she went on later after probably a year or two, when now everything was revealed that whatever they had actually spread was not true. She went on to become a very good friend to me. But unfortunately, at that moment, some people were told to be very careful of Sister Happy, be very careful of her. And I just noticed people distancing themselves from me, you know, people who were young ladies as well that we could have good conversations with. So I remember actually taking it to God in prayer and crying and saying, oh, please reveal to them, Lord, that I'm not who they think they are, I am, or what they are saying and stuff like that. It took a long time. And even still, it took about 2 years or 3 years for others to come along and later realize, oh, but Happy is like this. But you know, it blocks. It blocks connection. You literally put people, you affect the other person. And Helena, I want to think that, some people or many people that commit suicide, it is a result of gossips and slanders. How about people who commit suicide because, somebody, a cousin said, perhaps to the father of the children, of her cousins, something like that, and saying, no, did you know that you're not really the real father? Things like that.
Yeah.
She was sleeping around and stuff like that. And how many people actually got killed because we spread gossip and slanders?
Yeah, I can say that there are a lot. And there are negative consequences of gossip as it destroys trust in family, churches, community. It destroys. It destroys relationship.
Yeah.
Breaks unity, relationship, like I said, causes emotional pain, especially to the victim.
Yeah.
And especially if there's no truth in the story at all. Causes shame as well. Shame which now can lead to suicide. Yeah, because there are people that do not know how to handle the shame, you know, and there are people that, they've built, some people have fought so much to be where they are. And, now there comes a person that is trying, you know, to shame them, and we are not all the same. So just to say that, whatever you speak about people, and I'll repeat again, let your intentions be clear that you want to help them. But also, you must be able to say whatever you are saying when they are in the room, not just behind their back, because then that becomes gossip. And like we have discussed, lost opportunity, right?
Because
then the victim or the other person might cut out ties, you know, with certain people just because of unverified fact, right? Definitely it ruins a repetition. But I just want to emphasize actually from a personal point of view, because we really live in a world where people just, you know, say things that are not, you know, verified. I actually read a meme that says that when you hear about some things, then you think that there's another person that uses your body to commit things. Cause you'll be shocked sometimes to hear, you know, news what about you yourself that you don't know really about. But for me, I've really, built a thing, or it's just a belief that I believe to say that, my repetition is who people think I am. Hence, my character is who I am. And I like to say for me, my characters will speak for me. That's why most of the time I do not respond to gossip.
Yeah.
No, get affected, because, and I like to say, the real people who know me, they know that, you know, Helena Tangi Shiweda cannot do that. Mm-hmm. And I like to give an example to say that if you call my cousin Beata and then you say, no, Tangi did this, no, you know, was swearing at someone, she will stand up for me. Then she say, no, she cannot.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So that is my character.
Yeah.
So I like to say, I don't have to define my character.
To defend it.
Yeah, to defend it. Mm-hmm. Because it will speak for me.
That is so true.
I like to tell people
that.
So your character, most of the time, yes, we are human beings and, I'm a medical person and I like to say that we have emotions. Now, this is not to the victim.
Mm.
When our stories are running, screenshots are running, you know, unverified fact, then the shame creeps in as well. And we have a society that is very insensitive. They do not care if the facts are verified or not. Then they just go on and on and on, you know, they will comment sometimes, you know, comments and you're just like, this is a human being commenting this to another person.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to think that maybe some people's conscience are dead, because you're just like, how do you make such a comment? But it's just to say that, yes, it is normal to have emotion. It is normal to feel shameful because then, most of the time I've realized that, we also get to this point of, you know, being shameful because then we are trying to protect our reputation. But I've realized now to say that, because everyone that knows me, they will say that Tangi love a good reputation.
Mm.
But I think I read in a book and now I'm at a point where I'm like, my reputation, that's who people think I am. But there's who I am really. And that is, you know, defined by my character.
Yeah.
So it's just to encourage to say that you don't have always to necessarily stand up and explain, I didn't do this, but this is what happened. Just be who you are.
Yeah.
Be a good person,
yeah,
and your character will speak for you.
Ooh.
And it's something that I've seen. Characters will always speak for you.
Yeah.
And for Christian people, there's a thing to say that, you know, everything, there's nothing that is hidden that was, you know, that will not come out into the light.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll always be light if you're really innocent. People can talk and talk and talk, but you, this way for me, it's a thing that I've developed, maybe a coping mechanism. And now also being in business, you hear a lot of things, right? But it's just to say that I know what the truth is. And I like to say, If someone is believing what they are hearing and they're not coming to me, then they also want to believe the lie. So I do not defend myself. Time will tell and my character will speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just also to encourage people to say that, you know, build good characters, because it will stand for you, then you don't have to defend yourself anymore.
Yeah.
It's okay with the repetition. That is just who people think you are.
Yeah.
But your character is really who you really are.
Mm.
So it is well.
Yeah.
And it gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, be peaceful, especially when you know that, you know the truth. Obviously, you know the truth.
Mm.
You know what happened, you know, your innocency, be peaceful. Of course, shame may want to take over, but then just be peaceful. That's what I'm picking up from this conversation. You know, just be peaceful to say your character will speak. Eventually the truth will come out.
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth takes a long time.
Mm.
You know, there's also a meme that goes something like, lies can run or something like that, and truth takes days, but eventually truth will
come out.
You know,
it will come out.
Yes,
yeah,
it will come out. So
be at
peaceful.
Peace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Christian, we say, be still.
Yeah.
It is well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my word.
Mm.
And, it's now that I'm just realizing how great of this topic or this conversation tonight really is, Helena, because sometimes we have even gossips of, could be even a listener listening right now who is married to her husband, and maybe for years, they have not had been able to conceive. And the in-laws, and sometimes it started with her very own sister or her very own cousin, mm-hmm. and going about spreading lies that she did abortion, or she committed abortion one time when she was young. And this is somebody who has been innocent, and perhaps when somebody who has been keeping themselves even up until she got married, and her husband might know the truth that, but this lady, when we got married, she was still very, pure. She had kept herself. So this is a lie. But then it goes out there and people, you know, spread it, and people are speaking behind her back, and these are hurtful things, very painful stuff. It's not easy, really.
Then I also wanted to talk about how to rebuke gossip with love.
Yeah.
Or then if you identify that your mom or your wife or your bestie is a gossiper, how do then you rebuke them? I said earlier that my cousin would just say, you like gossiping too much. And you see, she will even say it in Oshiwambo. And you see, it will sound very deep. Harsh. And yeah. And
in Oshiwambo, it's Uwolo Kwamba.
Yeah, Uwolo Kupotsantu. So, yeah. But even the Bible say that we should correct each other with love. Just to say that there's no one that is perfect or that is a righteous person. So even the Bible say that we all are short, fall of the glory of the Lord. So then when you identify that another person is wrong, not just about gossip literally, but today we are more than on gossip. So then how do you then rebuke that person? How do you then, or perhaps maybe they just do not know, right? I've mentioned that at the beginning I didn't know, and my cousin will always come to me and say, Onkero, that is gossip, right? So even her saying Onkero, that is already rebuking with love, right? Yeah. So then, we're supposed to rebuke each other with love and not in harshness. So we're supposed to use wisdom, you know, firmness, and also grace. Offer each other grace. Even when you see that, you know, the person is really just who they are, or they've done wrong, right? I've watched a movie, and then I think someone didn't want to forgive, and then the woman in the movie, I think it's a War Room.
Oh.
Yeah. So the woman asked, do you yourself deserve grace, right? So everyone deserves to be corrected with love, right? Mm-hmm. And rebuked with love.
Mm-hmm.
Unless then when they do not want, then you have the right then to cut them off or to remove yourself from their table.
Yeah.
So the first thing on how to rebuke gossip or a gossiper with love, you set gentle boundaries or clear boundaries by saying, maybe I'm not comfortable discussing, you know, this when they are not here. Or maybe just to say, maybe we should, you know, talk to them directly.
Yeah.
You know, that is you trying to tell the other person that, we rather discuss this in the presence of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So a wise person would be able to pick up that you are trying to rebuke them and you are not entertaining them.
Yeah.
And I remember at the beginning, I said that I used to indulge, you know, and laugh, you know. So here you are not laughing, you are not indulging, but you are you are setting, you know, that gentle boundary to say, perhaps, you know, even those are even the words that you need to use, you know, perhaps or maybe. So you are using suggestive words, you know,
that they can
grasp. Pick it up.
Yeah.
Another thing, then you redirect the conversation when someone comes to you and say that, Your mom, something that I've actually picked up is also common when mothers gossip with their kids, especially the girls one. You know, when she would just call from the village and then she wants to discuss about another cousin, right?
Or even the next door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, usually, just cause sometimes gossip is just not for young people, but you know, sometimes it's even, you know, elder people that are older than us.
Yeah.
So, and we have to show respect to them, but also we still have to rebuke them. So then if they start the conversation that you're not comfortable, mm-hmm. maybe you can change the topic, you know,
okay.
instead of contributing or start mocking or laughing or asking questions, mm-hmm. you know, that curiosity that is not, you know, necessary. Then you change topic, you know, just in a very good way, you know, ask a question or maybe even just how are you, you know? Mommy, how are you, mm-hmm. you know, or how is, you know, grandmother?
Yeah.
You know, instead of you going, you know, with the story. Yeah. Or maybe then you can also suggest a solution to say, okay, maybe then we can put them, if it's through a phone call, maybe can we put them on now this conference call?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we put them on a conference call? Then we can discuss about this, you know, you are suggesting a solution, but in a very good way. So if it's gossiping, then the person wouldn't want that person to be added. Then you know you've prevented it, but also you did not hear the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also you ask questions like, how can we help instead of talking about it? Cause the main idea, if you're discussing about someone, should be because you want to help them. So if there's no solution, then why are you discussing about it? Then let it be. Don't rather just don't discuss about it at all. Another thing you can as well ask a reflective question, like, do you think this will help them? When we are discussing about them,
mm-hmm.
do you think so? Or would you want this to be said, you know, about you? And in the Bible, we have what we call a golden rule, right? Do to others what you want others to do to you.
Actually.
So then, in other words, is to say that say to others or say or speak about others the way you would want, you know, to be spoken about. And I like actually to say that, this usually I speak in a sense of to say that, okay, a person being so reckless, you know, right? They are speaking about other people. And one thing I've realized is to say that the gossipers, when they are being gossiped, they will cry. But I'm like, why are you crying? Because that is what you do, right?
You're getting the taste of your own medicine.
And your own medicine. And now you want to go for therapy. You are calling everyone, or you are the one, you want to sue them. But how many people did you gossip?
Mm.
So it's, you know, such question that we can, use. And then very, very much important, lead by example. You now the listener, that is now me. Me now the listener. Me now that, you know, claiming that they used to bring gossip to me. Like be like my cousin, Beata, you know, when she will really rebuke and say, you know, Ongero, that is gossip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you see, that is also sort of to say that it sets you apart.
It does.
And something that I've picked up is to say that people only gossip to people that are comfortable with, and when you don't rebuke them, so somewhere, somehow, when someone is comfortable talking about another person, it's because you allow it.
Yes, you've made them comfortable.
Yeah, you've made them comfortable. That. So lead by example, so mm-hmm. people to know to say that, you know, I don't want to swear or to use the word I swear, but I can say, I can attest to say that nobody would just stand up and go to my cousin Beata and say that, you know, mm-hmm. start telling stories.
Yeah.
Because everyone literally that is around her knows that she will not entertain such, right?
Yeah.
And I can say the same to me, that now no one would literally just come to me anymore and start talking about another person, because they know that she will be rebuked. So, and also another thing, protect people's reputation in their absence.
Mm.
You see, it's something that I used to say to my cousin. When you discuss about something, you are complaining about someone, then she will just always be on their side. Something that, and every one of us will say, you just defend people, you know? You are protecting that person's reputation in their absence. And that is something that we're supposed to do, right? You stand up for them. So when you are that person, you show love and you show that you and the person will not continue. Because how will they continue when you're trying to protect that person? Because they are trying to slander that person, but you rather than stand up for them. So we must also learn to protect people's, that's a repetition. And also, just in general, be known as someone who doesn't gossip. Then everyone, that sets you apart. They just know that if I'm calling Tangi, then it should be business or maybe advices, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I can not just call to say, did you hear? Yeah, so set yourself apart. Mm. Build good characters and watch what you allow yourself to go in. There's actually something that it's a favorite just on how to control yourself and just on how you, because you see gossip it crowds the mind, your soul and everything. There's something that actually a quote or a piece of writing that was written by someone that I really like most of the time to affirm myself. And I'm just going to say it, and it goes on to say that, and most of all, I'll love myself. For when I do, I'll zealously inspect all things which enter my body, my mind, my soul, and my heart. Never will I overindulge the request of my flesh, that is gossip. Rather, I'll cherish my body, my mind, with cleanliness and moderation, right? Filtering what discussions you are entertaining. And never will I allow my mind to be attracted to evil and despair. Rather, I'll uplift it with the knowledge and wisdom of the angels. And never will I allow myself to become complacent and satisfied. Rather, I'll feed it with meditation and prayer.
Mm.
Never will I allow my heart to become small, bitter. Rather, I'll share it and I'll grow it and I'll warm the earth. So that is just to say that, because when you allow yourself actually to indulge in gossip, that is you being indisciplined about yourself. You are not watching what is coming into you, coming into your mind.
Mm-mm.
But the writer is emphasizing, you know, that the power and the discipline that of that one can actually establish, so you filter what comes into you. And you see, most of the people are in stressful situations just because of gossip.
Yes.
You start worrying about a lot of things that does not concern about you.
Mm-mm.
And then you get high blood pressure as well. Mm. So please let us filter what comes into our mind.
You know, you spoke about conference call, and then something came in my mind about, for instance, somebody's on how to rebuke a gossiper in love. For instance, one example you gave is that you can then suggest that, you know, let's make a conference call. We can add it to this call. Now, I think of asking this question, and I want you to explain it thoroughly in terms of, lately, there has been people complaining about, how, telecommunications network allows, someone to add someone to a conference call silently. And then those two people will now be gossiping someone, and the other person wants the next person to hear what the other person is saying about them.
Yeah.
I want you to speak on why that is dangerous and why it shouldn't be encouraged, and a better alternative for the person who even intends to do that, to merge the calls without the other one's knowledge. As much as they may be thinking they are doing good, just the harm that can come out of that act.
I actually like to say that for me, if you, cause before they add you on the call, that they'll have to tell you, right?
Cause they don't tell now. So they apparently, it just so happens that a call was merged. it was a conference call and the next person didn't know about it. And then the two of them would be talking and I take it that the person who secretly majors them then would be asking, okay, so what were you saying about Helena? Thank you, Shweta. And then, the next person would be like, yeah, I see that I didn't like her blazer. Why would she go in Edgar's and buy that type of, it was too cheap, you know, and stuff like that. So the other person, now Helena is on the line listening to what is actually being discussed. And I'll now realize, so happy. This is how you think of me and speak about me, to our other friend. So yeah, why is that dangerous to do?
Very, very much dangerous, but I want to talk about the person that is merging the call secretly, right?
Yeah.
So now there is now, there is the character of a gossiper, right? They are two-faced, right? Cause now you are, and they are really being a hypocrite. And what did you say? Gossip, you know, breaks the trust and relationship. Cause now I'm listening, you know, I just also want to make it, you know, easier for the listener to say that if you find yourself that you are the one that was added on a call secretly, then you do not know. Please do speak up. Ask questions. Don't keep quiet. And I think I saw something that is saying that, it's the same scenario. I think I watch a video of a lady saying that someone called them and then they say that they want to add them on a call. So they listen about a person that they consider their best friend talking about them. Then the person said, no, I'm too old for that. I don't do such things. So it's that is the wisdom that we must use.
And the maturity too.
Yes,
the that shows maturity.
Yes, because and she mentioned something to say that you were not even supposed to trust such a person, because if they are able to merge you, and also I just want to make it clear that if someone is comfortably talking about you to another person, it's because they do discuss about you. So question the person also that is putting you or merging the call to say that what makes you comfortable or what makes the other person comfortable that they can talk about me like this to you, you know? So question the credibility of this person because this is the very dangerous one. The one that is merging the call, that is pretending to say that, you know, they care about Helena. So they want me to see the true color of another person. Yeah. They are destroyer, to be honest. They do not care about you or any other person. They are just, you know, some such people for me, I say they are sick. They are hurting. They are bitter. They are just there to destroy the relationship.
Help.
Yeah, they do need help. So, meaning that probably there's nothing that they are doing in their life that is
productive.
That is productive. You know, so now they just go on and make calls to break, you know, friendship, relationship. And sometimes we should be very careful to say, because we say the consequences or the negative consequences of gossip can be lost opportunity. And something that I've learned from my cousin, because the one that I said she doesn't like gossip, because we are very closer and people will always, I think that's what we pick up, you know, they envy the relationship that we have and they always come. And my cousin will be like, I think somehow this is because we are Christian, then this is spiritual. And my cousin like to say that I think me and you, we are Abraham and Lot. So people know that when Abraham and Lot are working together, then, you know, they will rise. So we must be very careful to say that do not let, you know, someone take your Abraham. Because if it was not for Abraham, then Lot wouldn't have, you know.
Reason.
Yeah, yes. So sometimes, like I said, the gossiper usually, their hearts are not pure.
No.
Very vile. They want to destroy. So they are actually just a thief. Like the Bible says, the thief only come to steal, destroy and kill, right? So they just want to destroy. They want to kill. They want to destroy relationships, maybe because they don't have or they want to own the other person, but they don't care literally about anyone. Because I like to say, if someone really loves you or they care about you, they will not want to merge a call. So you listen to someone slandering you and mocking you, because then they are not thinking about your emotions.
No.
Because how are you going to bed then?
Yeah.
With
how
those
are you going
emotions?
To bed it?
What if you go and kill yourself?
Exactly.
Right? So what if you overdose? So they do not care about you. So it is then us that we need to be very wise. Mm-hmm. And here I'm talking to the person that is going to be merged on the call. Do not keep quiet. Tell the other person that, hello, happy, I'm also on the call.
Yes.
So then you just end it and then you remove yourself from the call.
Mm-hmm.
So you just ensure that you made the other person to notice that you are on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remove yourself from the call.
Mm-hmm.
That is another thing to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is not even maybe the dangerous one, the one that is discussing, the one that is merging you. That is the dangerous one. And that is the one that you have to run from.
Yes.
So do not allow yourself to be used or for your peace to be stolen away just because we are failing to use our discernment. Men.
True.
It is not a wise thing to do. And you wouldn't want to listen to someone gossiping about you. Let them talk it as well. And that video, the lady said that when people talk about me, it is okay because they can't talk about themselves. So it's okay.
Yeah.
So we should as well also be fine about people talking about ourselves, right?
It shouldn't bother us.
Yeah, you should be doing something. And I don't want listeners to take to say that, you know, sometimes you are doing really something that is very wrong and then you say, no, these are two people that are doing productive things and they are really innocent and then they are being spoken about. So it's okay. Brace yourself. Be still. It's just okay. Let them talk. Everything with time, we just settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when you as a person, let's say for instance, is what they call office gossip.
There are some
places that really have office gossip.
Mm.
I want to thank God for my workplace, really. I think we've become so close to one another that, you know, respecting each other and whatnot.
Great.
But there are places where there is office gossip, where one colleague, speaks to you up to the next colleague and then they start having funny vibes towards you. This is something that I've learned a long time ago, Helena. One time there was this particular girl from school and I think I was in primary school. I can't remember so clearly. Or high school, but I think it was primary school, where somebody said something about a particular girl who I wanted to be friends with. And so I distanced myself from that friend. But later when we did become friends, and I realized she's very nice. So I learned oh my word. So the other person was hindering me from having a good friend, you know, a potentially good friend.
Yeah.
So I learned from thee on that. I should never run with what I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't hate Helena Tangishweather because I heard that she's this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me learn from myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not saying walk into the ditch. You know, there are some people who you're really being warned that that one is, let's say for instance, it's a gossiper, it's a slanderer. You know, everybody around them is saying that's their reputation.
Yeah.
And then you run along with
them.
So really, It's a matter of being cautious ourselves, and a matter of what I actually wanted to say was that with time, as you, the victim, are not bothered by what people say. You know, there are some people who just ground themselves and say, okay, they say this and that about me. Okay. As long as I know
I think I'm the people.
Yeah, ne? You know, as you continue to stand your ground like that, people, the gossipers, they find another victim because they can see you're not responding to their medication. You're not bothered at all. You don't even go ask them. You're not even interested in entertaining it. So now they realize, Helena is not, you know, interested in this. Mm. So they move on to the next person to find another victim.
True. Yeah, when you ground yourself and, I can say this confidently, and it's because when you know who you are, when you know what you're capable of, right? then you're usually just fine.
Yeah.
Because you don't, and we should also learn to work on ourselves, our insecurities and everything.
Yeah.
And as well, just heal from a lot of things. Because you see, for me, when someone want to respond to gossips or want clarity and want to explain themselves, that's because they sort of feel that they need to prove themselves. I, however, then don't believe that I have to leave myself proving to people.
Mm.
Again, I'll go back. I'll just live as who I am because I believe that my character will speak for me. People will experience themselves. See, let me give an example to say that if they say that that girl doesn't have manner, right? And then you come meet me. Then you experience me.
Yeah.
You experience me.
Yeah.
For you, just be who you are.
Mm.
You know, if they say you are unkind and then people come and then you are kind, then they'll question the other person and never yes. you.
And so, sometimes they'll actually speak out.
Yeah. Then they'll say, and sometimes you'll be, you know, shocked to say that, but I really, actually, you know, or maybe heard that you are this and this and this.
Mm.
And people will be very shocked. So it's for me, I don't go around trying to make people, you know, or to tell people who I am.
Yeah.
When you come to my table, when you come in my circle,
mm.
when you sit with me,
mm-hmm.
when we have a conversation, then you'll be able to see who I am. When I act around people, when I'm in the community, then you'll be able to see who I am.
Mm.
So again, I go back, build good character,
mm.
work on yourself. Every insecurity, everything that, you know, triggers you to explain yourself to people, and then it's something that it's showing that you are lacking something. Because I like to say, if you constantly just want to prove yourself to people,
yeah.
that is because you are lacking something. You want people to see that you're a good person.
Yes.
So they do what? Just be a good person, right?
Yeah,
if
right.
you help people, just help people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
People will see that you,
yes.
if you're a good helper,
yes.
right? So that is just what we need to do as individual.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going around, you know, confronting, you know, explaining, I didn't do this, I'll do this. You know, those things, they're actually not for you.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually someone that a friend that I was talking to, and it was about relationship, right? So I think she borrowed money from the partner.
Yeah.
And the friends, you see, there are people that like nice things. I think she's a person that, you know, we take care of ourselves, and she borrow money. And then the friends were like, no, she's not the kind of girl that you can date. So they say she's a dirty Kandeshi. So that's that. And she was so hurt to say that they called me this, but you know, I really just needed help. And I told this person that I was going to pay back, right?
Yeah.
So then I told her, so, cause she really wanted to prove herself that she's not, you know, a dirty Kandeshi as they were saying, right? Then I told her, you know yourself that you are not a dirty Kandeshi, right?
Yes.
You have never asked money from this person, right? And you've also told them that you're going to pay back. So when you have the necessary, because I think they even say that, you see, she will never pay back that money. That one is just a dirty Kandeshi, right? But the person was just in help, in need, right?
Yeah.
So, and she wanted as well to show that she's not. But I said, no, it's okay. If this man is also seeing you as a dirty Kandeshi, then
mm-hmm.
so be it. When you get the money, pay it back and then you distance yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... but later on, she, you know, she got the money and then she paid it back. And she's like, I've never even asked this person for money. This is because she's a business person. We're talking about business, actually. She's saying, I needed just money for my business. It was really low on cash. And I knew that, you know, he was able to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just like, it is okay. So you pay back the money as promised, and then he will see. And later on, he came back and said that I'm very sorry. So you see, that is how character actually stand out for you and speaks
yes.
for you when you're just, you know, being who you are.
Yeah.
So you don't have to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say that, you know, actions for me speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to say that I can do this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
but I like to tell people, I observe, I watch, so you can talk a lot of things, but when your actions are not matching your words, then really, then
that's questionable.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Yeah.
So do more than, you know, speaking more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be able to tame your tongue again,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you explain. And just be you. I think it's much more easier. And for me, it makes life more easier. And like I said, we're at the beginning of the year. So
yeah.
Let's self-introspect, work on yourself and yeah, be at peace. Because
exactly.
I love it here when there's no one in your circle but gossip.
Mm.
And I can say it again. A heavy stone was removed from my shoulder. I'm liberated. I'm free. I'm at peace.
Yeah.
And I haven't been at peace in a very, because I've stayed for 8 years. In a circle that just gossip. 8 good years. And I want the listener to say that, take it from me. Because I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from that, you know, when you go to bed and I was even telling my cousin saying, you even dream weird dreams when you gossip, you understand?
Yeah,
but you see, when your conscience is clear, when your environment is clear, when your conversation is clear,
yeah.
you just dream, you know, no more dream. So you see, sometimes we are in problems because we are causing them ourselves because we are not able, you know, to rebuke gossip. And I just want to tell the listeners that it kills, you know, it steals your peace, everything.
Yes.
And it blocks opportunities as well. You know, you end up cutting off people that you're supposed to keep. And the one that you're supposed to cut off are the one that you're keeping.
Actually.
And I've just picked up that, you know, these gossipers, usually they're very selfish, right?
Mm.
They want you to cut off. Yeah, I'm so concerned about you,
Mm-mm.
right?
Mm-mm.
I'm so concerned about you. No, that person is this. This person is this. But you see them, they still talk with that person.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, that is also when, you know, you pick up these signs,
yeah.
right? Because if a person is talking bad about another person, but when they come, they are the one that are all over that person, but they were warning you about the same person.
Yeah.
So it's really these things that we need to pick it up. And to be honest, I am glad I'm set free. I
yeah.
can say again.
Yeah.
There's so much peace here. And I just want to encourage the listener again. And I know I've said this, but it's just because of the peace that I have.
Yes.
And I want everyone, at least that is a victim, to experience the peace that, because, you know, this all those years, I thought I was at peace. But hey, I was not. Because now I can say that this is the real peace.
Yeah.
The stillness.
Yeah.
The calmness.
Yeah.
When you don't gossip about mm. anyone.
Mm.
When I can say that I've repented.
Mm.
And I can say that maybe that was my sin because I used to indulge. But
yeah.
I'm a changed person.
Mm.
And I'm very satisfied.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. This has been a very beautiful story. Just like any other story that we've ever discussed here, with you, Helena Tangishiwede. And of course, there is more stories in store for you listeners alongside, to hear from this, my particular guest. So don't worry. There's still more coming your way, but I really want to appreciate you for this uncomfortable truth that you shared with us today. It's really time for us to make some introspective and also be bold enough for us to rebuke gossip in love, with emphasis in love.
Mm.
And of course, also for the victim to realize that, you know what, your character will speak for yourself. And Anna, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons. Yeah. But please, your last words to the listeners.
My last words. Love does not spread stories, but love protects dignity of ones. Gossip may sound like information, but its fruits, it's always destruction.
Wow.
Therefore, let us run from Lungus.
Ooh. Mm. Thank you. Helena, thank you so much. And of course, there you had it from Helena, sister Helena Tangi. She was there speaking to us about gossip and the consequences of it thereof. Of course, if you are interested in listening to this conversation again, please head over to our podcast session. Download the Eagle FM app if you haven't already. Well, if you have already, please head over to your app, open it and head over to podcast. See it uploaded there. You'll find it. You'll be able to find it as from Monday. Now from Indafa, happy as usual, I say good night. Have a wonderful Saturday evening. I'll see you again next time, same place, same radio frequency, same app, that is Eagle FM app, and yeah, same website as well, Eagle FM Namibia. Also make sure that you subscribe to our WhatsApp channel to receive our tri-weekly dose of news from their village and newspaper, that is Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Dial, send a WhatsApp text message to 081-200-4144. I'll see you again next time. Please stay safe and make some introspective and stay away from gossip and slandering. Good night.